today.
It's not ruined.
I just told Lisa that, you know, by the third time, this isn't quite so scary or terrible.
I remember 2 years ago.
We like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Revenue center was. I chuckle from time to time thinking about your first time walking in here with your new budget. Because Sue, God love her, had her own way of doing things. And trying to dig in and figure out exactly what those things were was kind of an interesting...
Not much of a roadmap left on me either. Right, Lisa?
You've done a nice job. All right, we're going to get started. Okay, we're with the recorder. As always, recorder budget looks outstanding. We'll go through and talk about anything anybody wants to talk about, but I'll start by giving it to Stacy. Stacy, anything you want to highlight for us from this year?
We are starting a conversion review this week. We have 10 days to switch over to Tyler Eagle Recorder, which is a great move for the county. I think it integrates really nicely with the other version 10 product that we have with Tyler and the TPM. So all of our eggs will be in the same basket. So a lot of the information that people would have to come into our office, other county offices, they can now click it on their desktop and get that's our goal.
This was mentioned in our last board meeting talking about the integration and the fact that you're willing to fund that through your office, that full integration. So the recorder's office traditionally not only was a peninsula in and of itself, it was a full island in and of itself without a lot of communication back and forth between other departments and offices. And since Stacy's been in office, we've been working to change that. Now, was it a $75,000 bill that...
The conversion, the whole conversion was about $75,000. So that's what we budgeted for out of records management. And that a dollar, every document that we record, a dollar of that fee goes into records management. And that, by code, is basically for records restoration and anything really that's earmarked for that type of use. And that's what we budgeted with the conversion.
Right. And so traditionally, we budgeted about $15,000 in records management. Mm-hmm. Last year, we budgeted $75,000, so $60,000 more. And in fact, the recorder's entire operational budget was up $60,200 last year. Again, trying to get us to where we're comparing apples to apples on operations. This year, we're going back to the 15 that we traditionally budget, but it's because we've made this transition.
But that
gets us all the way down to expenses. Let's go back to revenues, and we can talk some of these through. Morris and Marty are having great questions. And Stacy, so I've been viewing this budget, these budget work sessions, for our board the same way that probably we viewed your first time sitting here as a reporter, and that is it's important to talk these things through so that we understand the interrelationships and not only how things are happening but why they're happening. So questions on revenues.
If you want to go line by line, we can.
Sure.
It's totally, you know, totally up to you, just where you guys feel comfortable.
I was surprised, just from a comment, how little the state lets us keep of fees, like the ATV fees and things.
$1.25.
Yeah, and
right.
Everybody's coming to you. And so when you look in your revenue, that's a lot of these disaster issues.
Right.
So that's a comment, though. Now.
Right, and $4 we get for every certified copy we issue or every marriage license that we issue, we get $4 of that. So yeah.
Anything else on revenue? Marty, anything?
I know when you walk through the offices I've done for over the years and everything, I'm always surprised to see, and you were just doing this morning today on passport, redoing passport this morning today, Jim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like that seems to be on the uptrend, too. And I'm sure that is labor intensive, and I'm sure you don't. But nonetheless, I mean, you sit there and see on the growth of that on a going forward basis, I mean, that's reflective of what happens inside the office. And it accrues to the county because it's revenue generating and we see the dollars.
Tell us about the camera. So you bought a camera 2 years ago?
2 years ago. I think it was like $709 that we spent. And we have leaps and bounds paid for that camera a couple times. So we charge $10 for every passport photo. and that's pretty comparable throughout the county where the offices, other places charge that. So, and really, it's just a one-stop shop. Families can come in. You don't need an appointment. Come on in, and we can take your picture. And if you need your birth certificate and you're born in Story County, we can get that for you. So it's really nice. I would really like to work on marketing that. To a lot of people still don't know that we do pass orgs and, you know, our hours and that type of thing. We did have, during the election cycle, November 5th, on a Saturday, we were open just from, I think, 9 to 1. Mm-hmm. And we did 20 new passports, 20, I can't remember how many photos, it was more than 20, and we helped with some renewals as well. So that was a nice service, and they were open anyway with the auditor's office. They had to be open, so we just thought, why not try it? And it, I think that we'll try and continue to do that.
Where's the post office?
The Ames post office does it.
But you have to have an appointment in there like 2 weeks.
And the Huxley City Hall does it as well.
So the Ames post office, they stop doing them at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
They do them like 9 to 1, and they only do the one.
Yeah. And do you mark it on campus at all? I'm just curious.
You know, actually, the very first time, when did we do our, was it last spring? I'm trying to think when we had a... Camp, we were open on campus,
mm-hmm.
and we had how many passports?
Two, maybe three.
Yeah. Huh. And we are there all day.
I think the Ames Post Office is our best marketing tool because they send everybody to us.
Yeah.
So I would say 30-40% of our applicants were sent to us by the Ames Post Office when they went in there and couldn't get in.
Well, right. That Saturday was great.
That was really nice. So, yeah. And I
goes a lot of work in your office.
Yeah. I think they just by word of mouth, and when people call, they know that they.
Yeah, we always have people that either stop in with their literature that they picked up, their little instruction sheets,
yeah.
and then they come over here because they can't get in, or they just call the post office and then they tell them to come here.
And the U.S. Department of State is still wavering on whether they're going to raise our agent fee. Right now, it's $25. We hope that they'll increase it to $35. Well, that will also hopefully that will. Increase our revenue.
In the right direction, and you see it when you run through. So, mm-hmm.
Thanks. Good question.
All right. So expenses. Face the same thing as in the past couple years. Don't worry about anything on the employee side. So from employee insurances and above, we'll end up budgeting that. We haven't determined yet how exactly we're going to budget that. What you need to know is 100% of actual cost of approved positions.
Okay. And I will note that last year, for this fiscal year, we budgeted for a deputy just from like spring of, or like right now until the end of the fiscal year. We're not going to hire a second deputy. I don't feel the need for it from this, you know, we're doing a great job. We're cross training, you know, so I think that we were able to just delete that item.
For coach, you can have two deputies.
Right.
And that's what I have typically budgeted and used to be filled. And
right.
Since Stacey has taken over, she has decided to kind of relook and see if she needed it. And that's her thought. So she's mm-hmm. fine, so I'm not putting it in this budget.
Yeah, but last year we put it in for part of the year.
Right.
Thinking that you were going to move that way.
Right.
But now that you've determined that you, right now you don't, we're not going to account for that position for next year.
No. No.
Questions? Any questions on the employee side of things?
Well,
yeah.
I'm just going to give another compliment. It's a well-run office.
I'm probably unclear with your department, just where you and James overlap as far as, you know, I know what the other deputies do. I see them more. But mm-hmm. so kind of is he, you have duties that...
I'll say historically, it was the recorder and then two deputies. One was in charge of the vital records, and one was, well, actually, no, it was before we got vital records. So one had the department DNR stuff, and then the other did the real estate. Now, with, you know, everything seems to be online as far as the statewide rivers and the statewide ice,
uh-huh.
really it's key. He doesn't.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we work really well together, and I will say that we complement each other as far as our daily duties, and he's at, you know, at Spirit to ask questions, and I hop up to the counter and try and help people as well. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I have no questions. I, you know, there's nothing here that, other than a few numbers you might want to. You'll ask those questions.
Yeah, we'll go through them one at a time here, right? So the first one for me that jumped out was indexing system. Talk me through why we seem to be dropping like we're dropping now.
Okay, so the current system that we have, ACS, we get charged $4 per document. So that's roughly, if you look back on the past couple of years, you know, $50,000. Now our annual subscription to the Tyler Eagle Recorder is over $16,000, close to $17,000. So that's where the big drop.
So not paying per document anymore.
No.
In other words, paying flat
fee
regardless
right.
of number of documents. Okay.
Right.
So that's where I was having trouble reconciling that.
Mm-hmm. And we adjusted a little bit for this fiscal year because we are doing the conversion now in the spring. So,
yeah, so you still got, you've got some that we pay per document and
right.
then we're going to have
right.
a fee.
Right. So we'll have that fee, the $4 per document, up through March.
But in fiscal 18, you'll be all Tyler.
Right. Right.
Good.
She's already lowered her communication services. I'm going to reestimate the current year down to four.
Yep.
Just for sake of consistency here.
Okay.
Why would it be four now and 4,600 next year?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
you're taking
I am.
Yeah, I don't know what she's got extra in there that she might think she needs.
Let me look and see what I did.
What you're paying now stays is pretty much what you're going to be paying through the IT portion, the Light Edge and the
right.
Windows. Where you're at now is about what you're paying, so that's why I'm looking at where you're at currently. If I double where you're at currently, $3,200, so I'm giving you some cushion there. Anyway.
Okay. I guess I was going off of some stuff that Paula had provided us about what I currently pay, and I think I had some conversations with you about music on hold and what we actually pay and what we need, and we got rid of a couple of phone lines, so I'm trying to decrease the amount of waste.
So my question is, in the 1609, mm-hmm. has there been any substantial changes in the first 6 months of this fiscal year? So from July 1st to December 31st, did you drop phone lines, add phone lines, and then the flip side of that is, as we look forward into FY18, mm-hmm. do you expect to change anything from that?
I don't. So, for the communication services, we re-estimated to 5.
You re-estimated to 5, and if you look at where you're at to date,
you're 1609, 50%
over the year. So halfway through the year.
I guess I was going by the...
You were probably going, yeah.
Going by the figures that Paula had given me. So.
But we're going to talk to Barb when she comes in.
Okay.
But it's our belief at this point that your first 6 months, unless you're changing something dramatically, your first 6 months should be representative of the next 6 months and should be representative unless there's a rate increase of what we're going to see in FY18, which is what, so we're at just over $3,200.
Mm-hmm.
I like Markley's suggestion of plugging it in at $4,000 and then
that.
Carrying the $4,000 across to 18.
Okay, that okay. sounds fine.
Okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I mean, obviously, if
we hear something,
if we learn something right. different
right.
when IT's here.
Mm-hmm. And that could be, too, with the fax line. I know there's been some talk about keeping the fax line, getting rid of the fax line. So that's kind of up in the air as well. So.
Okay. I don't have any more questions there. I've got one note, and that is just that your operation cost on the budget that you presented to us here, and now we're taking an extra $600 out of it,
mm-hmm.
Is lower than the operational budget for the recorder has been at any time in the last 8 years.
My goal is $400,000. That's my goal, and we're not quite there yet.
Well, and so that you know what I look at.
Just so you know.
I look at your operational budget, which takes out all the employee costs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got an operational budget represented in here of $56,000. That's unbelievable. I mean, that is unbelievable.
That's why we recycle paper in our office.
Something you should know, and this is in office equipment furniture, is the shredder
Oh, that's right.
That you agreed to pay half on.
That's right.
I don't. It looks like the county's going to base that out of countywide, and it's going to be located down in the postage room.
Great.
So we
that's
can
great.
Take that thousand out of there if you want to.
Yeah.
And the other one is the panty button.
And the panty button.
Right. The board has not made that determination
yet.
It was a suggestion that was made when the treasurer was here that we would look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So the conversation is going to be out of countywide paying for a big shredder that everybody in this building can utilize.
That would be great.
Out there. And panty buttons.
Panty buttons were not in Stacey's budget. She didn't have anything.
And so I feel like she was interested.
Right, because her name.
So depending on how that conversation went, you were going to want to talk about it.
Right.
We're going to have that full conversation. Did we decide when we were having that full conversation?
The countywide, I think.
Okay.
Talk about where the funds are there.
Right.
That sounds good. I would like to add a couple dollars to the dues and memberships.
Okay.
Raise that to $380. There's an Iowa Conservation and Preservation Consortium that I'd like to join for $35. So I wanted to add that.
Why
you're blowing
the budget.
That was an after fact after this was submitted, so.
Anything else we need to discuss? Morris, anything else you want to discuss in here?
No, thank you.
Okay.
It's just shocking to see that holding on to that pilot, how much that cost the county on a rolling basis. Mm-hmm. That was
just, well, they were in a contract, so they really couldn't.
You know, and I get it, but I'm just saying it's just like...
And it's a good system. It really is a good system.
Well, it didn't communicate with anybody, though.
Right.
I mean, that was always a pushback. It's just like,
and we're one of three counties in Iowa that have that.
Uh-huh.
So as far as, like, getting...
But look at the ongoing. So I just scratch my head and I think about, we were paying $4 per document. Think about what we were spending every year. And now it's a flat 16, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to save... We're going to say $30,000 a year just right there.
Yeah.
I'd say this. There is no way that there's a more efficient recorder's office anywhere in the state of Iowa. There's not one.
You didn't have a competition with the recorders, the association?
We really don't even talk about budget much. No.
I've read the campaign materials.
What's that?
We guys get together because you do get together. What are you talking about?
Anything about budget, I think.
Okay.
There's a recorder that claims his, in his campaign materials, claims that his is the most efficient.
No way.
He simply divides the number of staff by the number of documents they record.
Oh,
he decides that they're, he doesn't, he just decides that what makes the most efficient.
Well, that's at Dallas.
Yes.
Sounds like. It absolutely sounds like him.
I know this person.
Good guy.
We can go to the
There you go. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the story.
Thank you.